So, very disappointing response by the president to what was 2 days of really spirited debate in the House. Basically, just a reheating of the undertakings made by Sona. And most disappointingly, a complete dogged adherence to NHI, which he knows is unaffordable and is not going to turn around healthcare. A dogged determination, sticking with Eskom, this big, clunking, inefficient state-owned entity, hoping to desperately breathe life into it again when he knows in his heart of hearts this is impossible, and then sticking to expropriation without compensation, when even he admitted in the House that a reading of Section 25 of the Constitution is not an impediment to land reform in South Africa. These things all will significantly undermine any efforts of the President to get the economy back on track and to get jobs moving in the country, as well as to build a better state. The president once again spoke about the capable state, but then set out no plans how to actually achieve that. I think it's chalk and cheese with what we've seen in the Western Cape Provincial Parliament today, where Premier Alan Windey set out very clearly a number of achievements that his government has made since May, and these are backed up by numbers: 24,000 new jobs, over 1,000 new title deeds, giving land to people, a safety cabinet that's been set up to deal with crime and criminality, and then set out a very exciting prospectus for the next year where he has set out measurable targets. He's also put his money where his mouth is in terms of clean and accountable government. He's ensured that his cabinet members have all undergone lifestyle audits and that those would be published. This is a complete difference between a government that is actually serious about delivering an agenda for change and a government under President Ramaphosa who can only talk about it.